Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Next month, we will celebrate 22 years of alpha male pleasure maneuvers, enjoying cigars, spirits, delicacies, grilling, dames, dice. And in that 22-year period, we have sampled many spirits and wines. But we have never conducted spirit tasting maneuvers of rum, one of the oldest distilled spirits known to mankind. And so today on the Cigar Dave Show, it's summer, it's warm, well, in some parts of the country. Why not enjoy a libation that is associated with warmth in the Caribbean, and that is rum. Today, rum tasting maneuvers front and center on the Cigar Dave Show from the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. The General front and center. We have moved Command Center Alpha, just like Air Force One. Wherever this general, this five-star is, that is where Command Center Alpha is at that time. I could be anywhere. I could be in the People's Republic of California. I could be in the Cigar City. No matter where I am, that becomes Command Center Alpha. And today, Command Center Alpha has moved. Big announcement here at the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City. First of all, we've got Tommy Diadio, who is the general manager of the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge here in Tampa, as well as the senior executive vice president of spirit and wine procurement for Corona Cigars and Davidoff. Tommy D, as always, thanks for the hospitality.
Man, I just keep getting promoted every week with you.
And there's not a damn thing that Jeff Borshewitz can do about it. And we spent some great time with Jeff a while back on the farm, not that long ago, on the farm, the FSG Florida Sun-Grown Farm. There's nothing he can do about it. He just look and salute me and say, whatever you say, General. So we've got a great sampling, and as always, we've got our resident sommelier, sommelier Dave Cavanis. Sommelier Dave, I was just thinking about this. This has got to be maybe the
19th, I would think.
Well,
we did Y2K, so this is the
7th. No. I'm trying to think how many times you've been on the show now. Oh, I think it's got to be at least 50, 60.
Easily.
Easy.
Oh,
easy.
Sure.
And we never run out of spirits and wines to sample.
We sure don't. And Long Ash is at you, General. Hopefully everything's going well this spring into summer for you.
Back at you, as always. Yes, indeed, it is. Now, big announcement. I should say that at the Davidoff of Geneva Store Lounge in the Cigar City, there's a loft area that is a private lounge. It's used for meetings. It's used for club events, that kind of thing. But Tommy D, today, big announcement. We've just put the word private on the door. This is now the Private General's Alpha 5-Star Lounge exclusively for my use in our broadcast maneuvers. This is a big.
You have to have alpha beta points to come up here.
I love
Beta points? No. There's no betas whatsoever in this vicinity. Betas are not allowed in the General's five-star alpha lounge.
Just alphas.
Just alphas. We don't want wussified betas.
No.
Those guys, we can, you know, you can always notice a beta because they kind of walk slumped over with their head between their tail, and they look very timid and meek, whereas alphas, we carry ourselves boldly, strongly, and walk very proudly. Always have confidence. Women like confidence.
They sure do.
They like power, perception of power, and they like sense of humor. Alphas, if that's the only three things you take away from me, trust me, use those three elements, and you will be good to go. Your score ratio will improve dramatically, and your ability to land hot, beautiful women will improve dramatically as well. Let's talk about rum. I am looking right now at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 17 rums. Did I miss any?
Nope.
We got 17 rums. Now, for mere betas, they'd look and say, ooh, that's a lot in 2 hours. But for alphas, piece of cake. We'll have this done in the first segment. We'll taste all of this. So we're going to be enjoying rum. Now, let's talk about rum. Rum is a distilled alcoholic spirit made from sugarcane byproducts, either molasses or directly from sugarcane juice by a process of fermentation and distillation. And Sommelier Dave, as we have learned, any fruit or grain can be fermented as long as it has natural sugars within that.
Sure.
It can be fermented. In fact, grapes are used in buffalo and apples to make vodka.
Oh, sure. You distill it out. You get, whether it's natural yeast or you go and buy a strain of yeast that you're trying to utilize, put it together, the two combine. Though by the heat, alcohol is the byproduct.
Now, the distillate, a clear liquid, is then usually aged in oak barrels, but not necessarily.
Sure.
Because we see there's clear rum, which usually you use for mixing in various drinks. But there's also the añejo type of rums, which have almost looks like bourbon, like a whiskey, because they are aged in either, can be any type of barrel. There's no requirement. It can be an oak barrel, can be an old bourbon barrel, can be a port barrel.
We have some that are oak in nature, but they're sherry and port casks that we've used. We've got some that are bourbon barrels. So it's going to be real interesting tasting the gamut as we go along today.
The majority of the world's rum production occurs in the Caribbean and Latin America. However, many other countries produce rum, and we're seeing many of the craft distilleries here in the United States producing rum as well. In fact, one of the rums that we'll be sampling is from St. Augustine Distillery, one of my favorite spots in the northeast portion of Florida. And their rum, they use Florida sugarcane for their rum. And it's a light rum. It's not very clear, but it's not overly dark, but we will sample that. Now, rums are produced in various grades. We just talked about light rums, most commonly used in cocktails, whereas the dark rums are consumed straight, neat, on the rocks, even used for cooking. Rum plays a big part in the culture of most islands of the West Indies, as well as in the Maritimes and Newfoundland. Now, this is very interesting about rum. It served as a popular medium of economic exchange, used to help fund certain enterprises, including military insurgencies, such as the American Revolution.
Sure.
So part of the reason that we are free here in the United States, and we don't talk like Mick the Brit like this, is because rum was used as a currency during the Revolutionary War. Now, the origin of the word rum is unclear. There's several different theories. In an 1824 essay about the word's origin, Samuel Morwood, a British etymologist, suggested it might be from the British slang term for the best, as in having a rum time. But given the harsh taste of early rum at the time, it is unlikely. Another possibility, it was taken from the last syllable of the Latin word for sugar, saccharum, an explanation that's commonly used today. Other theories that the Romani word rum means strong or potent, but the most probable origin is as a truncated version of rumbullion or rumbustion. Both words surfaced in English about the same time as rum did. So there are various theories, but pick whatever one you want.
Correct.
Makes
just
no
drink
difference.
It.
Right. Now, regardless of where the name came from, the fact of the matter is,
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's baseball with Micah Epler.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Historic Tiger Field and your Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460. We are here for game two of this three-game stand against the Humboldt B-52s. In last night's ball game, your 45s lost to these B-52s 3-2 in a nail biter. Broadman for the 52s got the win. The loss went to Eppenbach and Gale with the save. The only scoring for your 45s was Jake Gozo hit a two-run bomb down the right field line, and that was all she wrote. So the story for tonight's game, as tonight's matchup, we're going to have James Humphrey on the bump for the 45s, and it's going to be Tanner Kane on the hill for the visiting B-52s. And really the story is, will the bats show up? I overheard some of the coaches after last night's game talking about how the Colt 45 hitters were swinging for the fences, how they were swinging out of their shoes and not doing a good job of just situational hitting and putting the ball in play. And so we'll have to see if the bats are able to show up and pick up James Humphrey. I think that the 45s will come out aggressive as normal, but we'll just do a better job of making contact and making the B-52's defense work. And hopefully they can get some early runs to give James Humphrey some breathing room. So that's the story on tonight. Your 45s, 8-8 on the season, looking to pick up win number 9. And that's what they'll be looking to do tonight. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to have the national anthem here, and then we will be back for first pitch. You are listening to Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything, and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Stunning and breathtakingly beautiful, passionate, artistic and musical excellence. These are all words that have been spoken in expression of how people feel after experiencing an evening of Spanish flamenco by dancer Savannah Fuentes. On Friday, June 29th, you too can see the beauty of this dance and hear the musical stylings brought in a live concert by flamenco dancer Savannah Fuentes, singer Jose Moreno, and guitarist Pedro Cortez, live in concert at Reading School of the Arts beginning at 8 p.m. Friday, June 29th. To get tickets for this June 29th concert, go to brownpapertickets.com. That's brownpapertickets.com and type in the word Feria, spelled F-E-R-I-A. Or for more information on an evening of Spanish flamenco, call Patrick at 510-1903. That's 510-1903.
It only comes once a year. Today is the final day to enjoy carnival rides, fair food, view the exhibits, and stroll the grounds where you'll see crazy, wacky magicians, side-splitting comedy, and hypnotist Tyson. Come support our local youth at the KRCR Junior Livestock Auction and bid on premium animals hand-raised as 4-H and FFA projects supporting agricultural education for future generation, plus auto racing in the grandstand. Come join us for the last day at the Shasta District Fair.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Colt 45's baseball fans. You are listening on KCNR 1460. I am Micah Epler, and I will be with you for tonight's ball game. The 45s are currently out warming up here for the top of the first. I'm going to go over starting lineups, and then we'll get this show on the road. So we do have the visiting Humboldt B-52s, who, like I said, won the opener of the three-game series last night, winning 3-2. And here is their lineup. So batting leadoff, number four, the center fielder, Daniel Teasley. Batting second, we're going to have number nine, the second baseman, Kyler Arenado. Batting third, it's going to be number 23, the DH, Aiden Morris. Batting in the cleanup spot, we're going to have number 19, the third baseman, Tommy Gale. Batting fifth, number 21, the shortstop, Robbie Carling. Batting sixth, it's going to be number 25, the catcher, Sam Nastari. In the seventh spot, it's number 10, the first baseman, Logan Hall. And in the eight hole, we've got number 15, the right fielder, James Garcia. And then batting in the ninth spot is going to be number 11, the left fielder, David Ortiz, or as Mini Big Poppy, as I've come to start calling him. And like I said, on the hill, the starting pitcher for the 52s is going to be number 5. That's Tanner Kane. Setting the lineup here for your 45s. Leading off is going to be number 23, Lane Pritchard. He's in center field tonight. Batting second is number 11, the shortstop, Lorenzo Debrecht. Batting third, number 13, the right fielder, Jake Gozo. Batting cleanup, number 4, the first baseman, Mondo Rodriguez. Batting fifth is going to be number 9, Eric Carlson, the third baseman. Batting sixth is number 34, the designated hitter, Alec Cinieros. Behind the plate and batting seventh is number 25, Billy Plummer. In the eighth spot, we've got number 30, the left fielder, Max Werner. And then batting in the ninth spot is number 38, the second baseman, Mike Ciancio. And as I mentioned, your starting pitcher for tonight is number 44, James Humphrey, as he actually deals here to Teasley. That's a lift out to center field. Pritchard, to his left, is able to make the catch. We had our first pitch at 7:21 tonight, and the temperature was 100 degrees on the number. So that's one down here for the 45s, and that's going to bring up the second baseman, Kyler Arenado. Arenado last night was 0 for 4. He had a couple of ground outs and also had a fly out. Here's the first pitch from Humphrey. That was a breaking ball that missed high and outside for ball one, so 1-0. We've got a slight northeasterly wind, so blowing across the diamond from left to right, as that second offering there by Humphrey misses outside for ball two. That one was a fastball. So another real gorgeous day. I can actually see smoke out to right field well off in the distance. Might be start of a small forest fire maybe, or a controlled burn, as that fastball there by Humphrey reaches in, and there's another pitch. That one's a bouncer out to Debrecht. He moves in, fires across the diamond in time for out number two. So good play there by Debrecht, who was able to charge that, took it on a hop, and made a strong throw over to Rodriguez at first. And that gets the 45s two down here in the top of the first. That's going to bring up the DH, Aiden Morris. Aiden Morris was on the wrong end. Oh, excuse me, nope, that was Tommy Gale. Aiden Morris actually was 1 for 4 last night. He had one of the three RBIs for the 52s. As he takes that breaking ball, that's down the line and past Rodriguez. That's into right field, and Morris is on his horse. He's heading towards second. Gozo gathers it out there in the corner down right and makes the strong throw all the way into Debrecht, but that's going to be a two-out double here by Aiden Morris, the designated hitter for the 52s. So a really good piece of hitting. He just slapped that right down the line. Rodriguez dove for it to his left, wasn't able to get the glove down in time, and that ball rolled all the way out to the warning track where Gozo was finally able to track it down because he was playing well off the line out there in right. So the 52s with a runner in scoring position right away here with two down in the top of the first. And that's going to bring up the third baseman, Tommy Gale. He started at third base last night and then ended up coming in and getting the save as he swings through that one and fouls it off for strike one. That was a fastball there by Humphrey, and Gale swung over the top of it. Yeah, so Gale came in, and he did a really good job against the 45s, keeping them off the scoreboard. He only came in with a one-run lead and was able to pick up the save. And he is the one who was on the wrong end of an amazing catch by Pritchard out in center last night, robbing him of a home run as there's a breaking ball. That one catches the inside corner for strike two, so Gale now 0-2, as I mentioned in last night's broadcast. That was one of the that was the greatest catch I've ever seen live out there by Pritchard. He just jumped up over the fence and brought it all the way back. It was absolutely amazing. Here's the 0-2 to Gale. That was a fastball. That one misses high for ball one. Got to imagine Humphrey was trying to bait Gale into swinging at a ball high in the zone, but that one was too high, coming in at about the level of Gale's neck. So we've got Morris on at second. Nobody holding him on. There's a breaking ball. That one's to Carlson's left, but it goes off the end of his glove. He wasn't able to get down. He just wasn't able to get his glove all the way down, and it bounced off of the end of his glove. DeBrecht was there to pick it up, but Gale, hustling down the line, was able to get to first, and Morris was able to get to third. So they give that one actually an error to Carlson. So no hit there for Gale, an error on the five position for you, for those of you scoring at home, and that's going to bring up the shortstop, Robbie Carling. As there's a fastball, that one's over the plate for strike one. So the 52's threatening here in the first with runners on the corners, two down. Humphrey working out of the stretch, delivers there. There's a fastball. That one misses outside for ball one, so one and one here. The 45s are in their home yellow shirts, yellow jerseys, with the white trousers and the white hats with the black bills. As there's a check swing there by Carling, and here comes Carlson, charges on the left and makes a strong throw over to Rodriguez to get Carling hustling down the line. So Carlson, able to make up for his error, gets the third out here, and that is going to end the top of the first. You are listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Colt 45's Baseball, folks. We've got a message here from Reyes Coca-Cola. Tonight in the Third Base Club VIP Pavilion, we would like to welcome Reyes Coca-Cola, Bottling of Redding, and Eureka. With the help of the dedicated employees, Coca-Cola, along with its wide portfolio of beverages, including Monster Energy Drinks, Powerade, Vitamin Water, Smart Water, and Dasani, to name a few, has been helping quench the thirst of their North State consumers for decades. There is nothing better than a baseball game, food, and an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Share a Coke with someone you love and go Colt 45s. So shout-out to Reyes Coca-Cola. Tonight's ball game is also brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. So on the hill for the visiting Humboldt B-52s is Tanner Kane. The right-handed thrower is working out of the set. He delivers a first pitch to Lane Pritchard, the center fielder. A fastball was high and outside for ball one. And there's a second fastball as Kane likes to work quickly, and that one's in there for strike one.
So Pritchard actually trying to slow him down right away. He was standing out of the box, but now steps in. The left-handed hitter awaits as there's a fastball. That one catches the outside corner right at the knees for strike two. So Kane quickly ahead of Pritchard here. Pritchard last night was 0 for 4. Takes that fastball from Kane high and outside. Four ball two, so quickly 2-2 here. The 52's defense is playing straight away as there's a breaking ball that Pritchard reaches out and pokes into right center, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. So good piece of hitting there by Pritchard, and aligns right with what I mentioned in the pregame in that the Colt 45s just needed to do a better job of shortening up their swings and just putting the ball in play and making good contact. And it works out for him there, getting the leadoff runner on base. And that's going to bring up the shortstop, number 11, Lorenzo DeBrecht. DeBrecht last night was 1 for 4. He had an infield single in the first inning of last night's ball game. As the right-hander steps in, Kane working quickly out of the stretch this time. Delivers a fastball. That one misses outside for ball one. Jake Gozo would be on deck. Pritchard with a short stretch over at first. As there's a high fly ball. That one's deep to center. Teasley's on his horse all the way back on the warning track at the 406 mark and hauls it in for a long first out. DeBrecht caught all of that one. That's the, I believe, boy, that was him last night too. He hit a really deep one out to left center last night that didn't quite get out. So DeBrecht, seeing the ball well, hitting it hard, just has nothing to show for it yet, but the 45s will take that, absolutely. So that's going to bring up the right fielder, Jake Gozo. Gozo last night was 2 for 3. He was 1 for 3. He had the only RBIs of the night as he hit a two-run bomb down the right field line right over the 310 sticker out there. And he took a first-pitch fastball for ball one from Tanner Kane. Pritchard with his lead off of first. There's a fastball. That one's on the off the inside part of the plate. Yet another fastball for ball two. Gozo on the season hitting .277. He's got 5 home runs and 15 RBIs. The big right-hander stands in there and takes yet another fastball. That one was outside and low for ball three. So quickly ahead, 3-0 in the count. Shadows about halfway across the field, out in the outfield, and almost all the way across the infield as there's a fastball. That one catches the inside part of the plate for strike one. Gozo was taking all the way there. So it is now 3-1. The first baseman, Mondo Rodriguez, is on deck. Kane working out the stretch, delivers, and there's a poke by Gozo that gets past the second baseman, Arenado, and into right field. Pritchard, who is running on the play, gets all the way to third base. Gozo actually stood in the batter's box. He thought Arenado was going to haul that one in. I'm not sure if he might have had some trouble with the sun as it is glaring out that way towards right field and towards just the right side of the infield. But once it got by him, Gozo hustled down the line, but Pritchard was running all the way, and he's able to get into third. So good opportunity here for the Colt 45s to get on the board with runners on the corners. And Mondo Rodriguez at the dish. Tanner Kane looks in, delivers a fastball. Rodriguez, first pitch swinging, fouls that one down the right field line for strike one. Gale and Pritchard chatting it up down at third base, having a laugh, potentially college friends or college teammates. Kane delivers a fastball there. That one bounced in the dirt. Good job by Nassari to keep that one in front of him. This is only Rodriguez's third at bat for the 45s, his third official at bat. His last night was his first appearance for the 45s, and there's a breaking ball that's over the head of Rodriguez and gets all the way back to the screen. Pritchard held up at third, but Gozo trotted on down to second, so Rodriguez with a golden opportunity to get his first hit and first RBIs in a 45s uniform with runners here on second and third and facing a 2-1 count here against Kane. Gale, the third baseman for the 52s, playing even with the bag. Here's the delivery to Rodriguez, and that one misses inside for ball three. Rodriguez had to turn his shoulder out of the way of that one, otherwise that one would have caught his jersey. He is very tight on the plate. Kane delivers there. There's a fastball, and that one misses high for ball four. And Rodriguez draws his second walk of the season. And now the bases are loaded for the Colt 45s, and we've got Nestari going to go out and talk to Kane here, try to talk him down as he's facing a bases-loaded situation with only one down here in the top of the first. And we've got the third baseman, number nine, Eric Carlson, up for your Colt 45s. So Kane is now going to work out of the set as Nestari takes his crouch back behind home plate. Gale once again still playing in about even with the bag at third. Here's the delivery to Carlson. That one missed high and inside for ball one. As actually now we've got a timeout called, and it's going to be Carling, the shortstop, and the third baseman Gale, who are going to come in and talk to Kane and try to talk him down and calm him down and just have him find the strike zone. He's thrown 18 pitches already here in this first inning, and only seven of them have been for strikes. So he's having trouble locating the zone. On deck for the 45s would be Alex Cinieros. As Carlson delivers a bouncing ball, that's up the right or up the middle to Arenado, to Carling for one, over to Hall for two, a double play, 4-6-3, and the 52s are able to escape a bases-loaded jam. And we're going to go into the second with a 0-0 tie here. You are listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and open more doors? Get more value than ever before with free first-year tuition at Shasta College. If you're a first-time, full-time Shasta student, you're eligible. It's time to get more out of life. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply to get started. Take more classes, learn more skills, and have more fun with the money you save only at Shasta College. With free tuition at Shasta College for your first year, it's easier than ever to save more, do more, and be more. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply for eligibility requirements and to enroll.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, Colt 45's fans. We are here in the top of the second, in the second game of a three-game series against the visiting Humble B-52s, as there's a first pitch swinging by Sam Nestari, the catcher. That's a broken bat bouncer to the third baseman, Carlson, who charges and throws over to Rodriguez at first for the first out. So we have one as Nestari actually is staying on first base. They're saying that Rodriguez, as he kind of got pulled off the bag on the throw by Carlson, and Nestari's saying that he was not tagged. And so now the umpires are going to get together, as nobody's exactly sure what the call is. Nestari's still standing on first. And they're going to change the call. So that call is overturned, and that's going to turn into it's got to be an error on Carlson, I would imagine, on the throw that pulls Rodriguez off the bag. So that's Carlson's second error of the game. as the head coach for the 45s is out now talking to the infield umpire, trying to get an explanation because the infield umpire, who obviously had the much better angle on the call, called him out, but then deferred to the home plate umpire, who had no angle at all to see if Rodriguez was able to apply a tag, as I just got the official score that was actually ruled an infield hit for Nestari. And apparently we've got it resolved now. So after all that, what it means is it's an infield single for Nestari, and that the B-52s have their leadoff hitter here in the second on base, and that's going to bring up the left-handed hitting first baseman Logan Hall as he turns to bunt but takes a fastball that's outside for ball one. So a whole lot of something there for an infield single, and now Nestari's got his lead over at first. Humphrey, working out of the stretch, looks in, delivers. That's a fastball. That one misses outside. Logan Hall last night was 1-for-3. He had a single to left. And he also had a walk. As he fouls that fastball back to the screen for strike one. So he's now 2-1. James Humphrey on the season has a 6.94 ERA. He's thrown 23 in a third innings, and he does have 14 strikeouts, so he's not a big strikeout pitcher. As he's checking Nestari back at first, and then delivers a fastball that misses inside that was mishandled by the catcher Billy Plummer, but Nestari stayed over at first base. So Hall now ahead in the count, 3-1. On deck would be the right fielder, James Garcia, as Humphrey delivers, and that's a fastball that misses low and outside for ball four. So there's the first walk issued by Humphrey, and it gives the 52s runners on at first and second with nobody out here in the top of the second inning. And that's going to bring up Garcia, the right-handed hitter, white batting gloves, the 52s in their road navy blue jerseys with gray pants, as Garcia's already faced a bunt, and he does bunt, but it was a foul ball. It was a high fastball that he tried to turn away from, but the ball still caught the bat and then went foul down the first base line. So kind of a bit of a strange play there, as Hall was trying to get out of the way, but that ball was still able to find his bat somehow. By the way, tonight's ballgame is brought to you by Muse Concrete. Locally owned and operated since 1982, Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. So Humphrey delivers another fastball there. That one was low in the zone that Garcia once again bunted, but then it hit him in the field of play, and so it's going to be ruled a foul ball. And it's a quick 0-2 count here on Garcia, who has failed to get a bunt down twice. On deck would be David Ortiz, the left fielder for the 52s. Rodriguez at first playing even with the bag. Carlson still playing in on the infield grass at third. Still expecting the bunt. Humphrey delivers there. That's a breaking ball. Good stop by Plummer behind the plate to keep that one in front of him, as that one bounced well outside and well in front of the plate. And so that's going to be ball one there. Humphrey so far only thrown 24 pitches, has found the strike zone 14 times, but is facing the second runner in scoring position, and there's a ground ball to DeBrecht at shortstop, who bobbles it as he was going to make the toss to turn two, but he bobbled it in the transition, and that was Logan Hall that slid in safe there at second, and so now the bases are loaded. So for all of the defensive brilliance that there was last night in last night's game, we've already had two errors by the 45s here in two innings. That one on DeBrecht, who is usually very sure-handed, and the head coach for the Colt 45s comes out and brings in the entire infield for a chat on the mound probably telling them to focus in here because the 45s are in a major pickle as the 52s have the bases loaded with nobody out here in the top of the second. And that's going to bring up number 11, the left fielder, James Garcia. Or excuse me, David Ortiz. So Ortiz takes the first pitch and hits a liner that gets past Carlson off his glove at third. And that's going to score two for the 52s as that single gets into left field. A good throw in by Werner out there in left, but was too late to get Hall, who was hustling in from second. And the 52s strike first here with a 2-0 lead. And a good piece of hitting there by Ortiz, who did not wait. He took that first pitch and just lined it. Carlson, who was playing in with the bases loaded, didn't have enough time to react. And that's going to bring us back to the top of the lineup with Daniel Teasley. As there's a breaking ball there by Humphrey that misses low for ball one. So still nobody out here, top of the second. And runners on first and second. Colt 45's defense playing at double play depth up the middle. Carlson still in on the grass at third. As there's a fastball that finds the strike zone for strike one. The outfield for the 45s. Pritchard out there shading Teasley to pull a little bit, and he's playing pretty shallow. Gozo in right, Werner in left, playing straight up. Here's the delivery by Humphrey. That was a breaking ball that bounced. Another good stop by Plummer. It did get away from him, but he was able to keep it in front of him and keep the runners from advancing there. So Plummer has been having to do some work here. And Humphrey could really use an out right about now. He could really use a ground ball up the middle. He's working out of the stretch. Kyler Arenado would be on deck for the 52s as there's a rip, a line drive down the left field line. That's going to drop in and get all the way to the wall. As both runs come, or excuse me, the B-52s runner scores from second. Ortiz gets all the way from first to third. And that's a stand-up double there for Teasley, and it is now 3-0 B-52s. And that's going to bring up the left-handed hitting Kyler Arenado, who grounded out to DeBrecht at short just an inning ago, sitting here with a golden opportunity with runners at second and third, and still nobody out here in the second. As he rips the first pitch, that one's going to get up the middle, and that's going to score both. As that ball gets by Pritchard out in center and completely misses it, and Arenado's going to go all the way to third, slides in safely. It is now 5-0, B-52s. And that's going to be the third error, as that was a poor defensive play by Pritchard, who just looked up after that ground ball, or it was a line drive that was bouncing out to him, but was on the ground by the time he got to it, and he just didn't get all the way down to pick it up, and it got past him. And that's going to bring up the DH number 23, Aiden Morris. So still nobody down here. There's a breaking ball there by Humphrey that Morris swings over the top of. And the first pitch was also a fastball that got in there for strike one, so it's now 0-2. And still nobody down here. There's a foul ball down the right field line. Good work there by Morris to stay alive. He shortened up his swing and just poked that one down the right field line foul. As the 52s have hung up a crooked number here in the second, they lead 5-0. Aiden Morris doubled to right his first time up an inning ago. As there's a high chopper. Carlson charges at third, makes a strong throw across the diamond to Rodriguez for out number one. However, Arenado does score from third. So that's going to be an RBI ground out for Morris, and it is now 6-0. B-52s. And that's going to bring up number 19, the third baseman, Tommy Gale. as he takes the first pitch. That one bounces to Carlson and took a wicked hop and got by him. And Gale with the single there. We'll see how that one is scored. It is scored a hit as it did take a wicked hop on Carlson. It bounced up over the top of his glove. He went down to one knee to field it, and then it bounced high and got by him as he had to duck out of the way, and it went into left. So Humphrey's getting peppered here as his pitch count is quickly rising. He's got 34 already. And the 52s have 5 hits here and 6 runs scored in the second inning, and that's going to bring up the shortstop, Robbie Carling, as there's a fastball low for ball one.
Score 25, your hitter is.
Robbie Carling 21. Grounded out to Carlson at third last inning, and he's ahead of the count here, 1-0. Sam Nastari, the catcher's on deck. Humphrey delivers a fastball there. That one misses the outside corner for ball two. So the 45s facing some adversity here. You can tell they're pretty deflated. You can hear some jeers coming from the crowd here at Historic Tiger Field as well, as there's a fastball that Carling was well ahead of, and he fouled it down the third baseline for strike one. So Humphrey really looking to get out of this inning, could really use a ground ball up the middle, as there's an off-speed pitch that bounced well before the plate. Good job by Plummer to keep that one in front of him. He's had to do quite a bit of work back there as Humphrey's had trouble locating his off-speed pitch, often throwing it bouncing before the plate. Gale with a short lead over at first, and there's a fastball. That one misses well outside, and that's going to be ball four. As we did already have some action down in the 45's bullpen, and here comes the head coach for the 45's. Let's see what kind of decision he makes here, as he does take the ball from James Humphrey for us. So a really short outing here for Humphrey, and we're going to have a pitching change, so we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welch. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back to Historic Tiger Field and Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. We're coming back to a pitching change. It's going to be the left-handed pitcher, number 12, Paul Gallegos, out of the pen for the 45s. He's coming in to what has turned into a monsoon of runs here in the second inning, as the 52s are currently up 6-0. And Gallegos is still facing runners at first and second with only one down. He is going to come in and immediately face number 25, the catcher, Sam Nastari. Nastari singled to Carlson at third in the first inning. And there's his first offering there by Gallegos is a fastball. It's in there for strike one. So a short start for Humphrey tonight as he only goes an inning and a third. And he just got peppered tonight. He was peppering the strike zone, but the 52s were on him. And then Humphrey didn't get much help behind him defensively, as there's been two errors by the 45s, one by Pritchard out in center, one by Carlson back in the first, as there's ball one from Gallegos, and here's his third delivery. That's a fastball. That one misses outside for ball two. Now 2-1. So the 45s are going to have to find some energy. You can tell they're pretty frustrated and kind of beaten down here in this second inning. Nastari steps in. Gallegos checks the 52's runner at second. As there's a bouncing ball up the middle. Here comes DeBrecht. He's charging. Makes the throw over to first. It's a low bouncing throw, but a great dig over there by Rodriguez at first. That was a poor throw there by DeBrecht. But well done by Rodriguez. He was able to scoop it and get the out for out number two. The other two runners do advance to the 52s, so they've got runners at second and third now, and that's going to bring up Logan Hall, the first baseman, who walked earlier in this inning. So the first pitch by Gallegos is a fastball. That one misses inside for ball one. On deck for the 52s would be the right fielder, Garcia. The infield for the 45s now playing back near the outfield grass as there's a fastball. That one catches the outside part of the plate for strike one. But Billy Plummer calls timeout. He's going to go out and talk with Gallegos. Not sure if they might have had their calls mixed up. Plummer might have been expecting a different pitch there. It was a strike nonetheless. That was a quick talk, and Plummer's now back behind the plate. And in his stance, Gallegos is on the rubber working out of the stretch. Nobody holding on the runners that are on second and third. The American flag is laying absolutely limp out there in center. As there's a foul ball by Hall to the back of the screen. That's going to be for strike two. So Gallegos doing a good job working ahead here. And is really looking to get himself and the rest of the Colt 45s out of this inning. Gallegos now works out of the stretch. Here's the delivery. That was a breaking ball, but it's right down the line to Rodriguez, who fields it and tags Hall for out number three as the second inning finally comes to an end. But the 52s plate six. It's 6-0. You are listening to Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
We've just just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Hulza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Historic Tiger Field, folks. We are here in the bottom of the second. Tanner Kane was working quickly there, delivered a strike to Alec Cinieros, the DH, as Cinieros actually swings through that second fastball and quickly finds himself down 0-2 here. So, mercifully, that top of that second inning ended, but I got to be honest, there can't be a happier man in this ballpark than the man who's on the mound right now, Tanner Kane, who is now working with a six-run lead as he delivered an off-speed pitch there to Cinieros, who tried to check his swing but went around for strike three, and that's going to be out number one, and that's the first strikeout for Kane. And that's going to bring up the catcher, number 25, Billy Plummer. Tonight's ballgame is brought to you by Muse Concrete. Locally owned and operated since 1982, Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. Plummer took the first pitch. It was a fastball high in the zone for ball one. And there comes the second fastball to Plummer. That one bounced in there for ball two. So Plummer stands in. Here's Kane working quickly. There's a fastball. That one was inside for ball three. And Kane is trying to call Nestari out to talk to him. Nestari was looking into the dugout for a sign. Wasn't paying attention, and now finally he jogs out there. They're going to talk it over. Billy Plummer on the season is 7 for 19. That's a 368 average. He does have 5 RBIs. As there's a fastball, that one gets by Nestari all the way back to the screen, and Plummer walks on 4 pitches. So, good sign there for the 45s. If they're going to try to get back in this ballgame, they're going to need base runners. But I think the best thing that they can look at now is that there is a lot of baseball left to play in this game. So they have many opportunities to try to get some base runners and plate some runs here, as we're going to have number 30, the left fielder, Max Werner, up to bat as he takes a fastball. That one misses outside for ball one. So it's 5 straight balls thrown by Kane. Kane works out of the stretch. He checks Plummer at first and delivers a fastball. That one misses low for ball two. And here comes the pitching coach for the B-52s. He's going to come out. Maybe he notices something in Kane's mechanics, because obviously something has fallen apart here for Kane, who is so far tonight, he's thrown 28 pitches, and 17 of them have been balls. So he was able to get out of the bases loaded jam in the first on the 4-6-3 double play that ended the inning. So he'll be looking to find the zone a bit more, but luckily he's got a little bit of wiggle room with all the run support from his bats. So meeting over on the mound, Werner steps back in. Kane out of the stretch. Plummer with there's a bouncing ball over to Gale at third. He takes it over to Arenado at second, over to Hall at first, and there's a 5-4-3 double play, and that's going to end the second inning. Quick inning there for the 45s. They're down 6-0. You are listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, Colt 45's games. We are here in the top of the third. Tonight's ball game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. Locally owned and operated since 1982, Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. So Gallegos back on the mound for the 45s. He delivers a fastball there to the leadoff hitter here in the third inning. That's the right fielder, James Garcia, for the 52s. That was a fastball that he swung through for strike one. And there's another fastball that's fouled to the screen over on the left-hand side but near the 45's dugout, and that's strike two. So quickly, Gallegos is working 0-2 here. We did have some corrections over that break. Official scorers have changed a few of the hits that were originally scored to errors, so the 45s officially have four errors in the game so far, and we are only through two innings. The 52s also have four hits, and they find themselves up 6-0, as there's a breaking ball there by Gallegos that Garcia was able to foul back to the screen to stay alive, and it's still 0-2. It's going to be the 8-9-1 hitters here for the 52s in the top of the third. As there's a high fastball, and that blew that one by Garcia there, who swung through it for strike one in the first strikeout for Gallegos. And that's going to bring up David Ortiz. Oh, and they just announced that was the beer batter, so dollar beers for everybody. Left fielder David Ortiz, he had a two RBI single to left, part of that six-run second inning. Also, last night, Ortiz was 0-for-4, so good to come back immediately and get it off the schneid. Gallegos delivers a fastball there. That one misses high for ball one. Gallegos working out of the stretch here. Delivers to Ortiz, who fouls it. That went off the catcher's helmet. That was Plummer. Helmet mask. He's old school. It's not a full hockey mask. It's the actual helmet with the mask that he pulls down over the top. So we now have a 1-1 count here against Ortiz. Shadows have taken over the field here at Historic Tiger Field, and the lights are on as there's a pop-up on the infield. Carlson charging, calls everybody off, and makes the catch for out number two. Gallegos was the closest one to that, but he just stood there and watched it and waited for one of his teammates, rightly so, to come in and take that one. So that's going to bring up the top of the order with number four, the center fielder, Daniel Teasley. Teasley, so far, he flied out in the first and had an RBI double to left in the second. As he takes the first pitch there, that's bouncing to Carlson, who dives and misses it there at third, and that's going to get out to Werner out in left. Teasley with a large turn there at first, but decides to jog on back to first base. So a good piece of hitting there by Teasley, as that's his second hit of the ball game and his second hit out to left field. Number nine. And that's going to bring up number nine, Kyler Arenado. So two down here in the top of the third. On deck would be Aiden Morris. As Arenado takes that first pitch, that's a fastball in there for strike one. Arenado, part of that six-run second inning, had a two RBI double out to eight, and then Pritchard, with the fielding error, allowed Arenado to go all the way to third. So Arenado delivers, and he hits a high fly ball. That one's deep out there to Pritchard, but Pritchard saw it the whole way, running back, gets in front of it, and snags it for out number three. So good bounce back inning there for the 45s. We'll see what they can do with the bats here in the bottom of the third. You are listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, Colt 45's fans. We are here in the bottom of the third in a 6-0 ball game. The B-52s ahead of your Colt 45s. We've got Mike Ciancio, the second baseman, up for his first at bat of the game. Tonight's ball game is brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. Ciancio has taken two fastballs, both of them on the inside part of the plate, but both missing on the inside. So he's ahead of the count 2-0. There's another one that misses also inside and high. Ciancio ahead 3-0. So the 45s have had runners on in both the first and the second. They loaded the bases in the first. Had runners on at first and second in the second, but have grounded into two inning-ending double plays as Ciancio takes a walk on four pitches there by Tanner Kane. So that was the second time in three innings that the 45s have gotten their leadoff hitter on base, and that's going to bring us to the top of the order with number 23. That's the center fielder, Lane Pritchard. Pritchard singled on the very first hit as he takes one here. That one's going to bounce in between first and second. Ciancio on his horse is going to hustle all the way into third. Pritchard on a throwing error by the right fielder, Garcia, is going to slide into second. So a good aggressive base running there by Pritchard. And the 45s have something going here with runners on at second and third and nobody out. And that's going to bring up Lorenzo DeBrecht. DeBrecht flew out to the center fielder in his first at bat back in the first. This is the perfect spot for him as DeBrecht is the leading RBI man on this 45s team with 29. As here's the first pitch by Kanan, and DeBrecht takes it and flies it out to the center, but nobody was able to see it. It just falls in. Two runs are going to score. DeBrecht's head first slide into second. So a two-run double there by DeBrecht, and the 45s are on the board. I'm not sure what I think there was probably some miscommunication by Teasley and Ortiz out there in center and left, but the ball just dropped in front of Teasley. He could have easily made that play. But DeBrecht, nonetheless, with a 2 RBI double. And that's going to bring up Jake Gozo. Gozo singled to right in his first at bat, and he takes the first pitch here swinging, but fouls it down to the left base side. Good play there by the third base coach for the 45s. Made that barehanded play. Real good fundamentals there. He used two hands. Gozo now standing in, awaiting the pitch. He takes a fastball there. That one missed on the inside for ball one. Nestari not happy about that call. Thought that one caught the inside part of the plate. Shakes his head. Nonetheless, it's now 1-1. Gozo with a golden opportunity with DeBrecht at second. Gozo takes that fastball. That one misses inside for ball two. So Kane, although he's given up he's given up two runs, but he's really struggled to find the strike zone. He works out of the stretch now, nobody holding on to DeBrecht at second. And that fastball misses low and inside. That's ball three. So now 3-1 here to Gozo. And the 45 is now starting to put some pressure on Tanner Kane. Tanner Kane up to 39 pitches. 24 of them have been balls as Gozo swings through that one and fouls it off. And that one caught the end of Nestari's finger. And he throws his glove down, rips his helmet off. He's not happy about that one. That one obviously doesn't feel good. As we have it, there's no crying in baseball call from the announcer here. That's a low blow because that one hit him in the hand, and that hurts. That hurts. So the head coach here for the 52s, that's going to be Mike Ford. Or actually, it might be Brad Johnson. I'm not sure which one it is, I got to be honest. But one of the coaches out checking on Nestari, making sure that he's okay. It looks like he is. He's putting the helmet back on. He's tough. So good work by him. He's going to play some toss with Tanner Kane just to make sure he's okay. He throws it back one time. He says he's fine. So we're going to move on. Arenado and DeBrecht were chatting it up out there at second base. But now we're back to baseball as Gozo steps in. And Kane hops on the rubber, and he's in the stretch looking for the sign from Nestari. He comes set, delivers. Oh, and that hit Gozo. That hit Gozo high and inside. Caught him in the left elbow, it looked like. And he's going to jog on down to first. So Kane's location command continues as here comes Carling, the shortstop, in to talk to him again. Had quite a few mound visits so far, whether it be official by coaches or otherwise by other infielders. They're just trying to get Kane to find the strike zone because he has been unable to do so far. And the 45s are now threatening as we've got Mondo Rodriguez, the first baseman, up with runners on at first and second. Nobody out here in the third for the 45s. First pitch is a fastball. That one misses low and outside for ball one. Rodriguez walked in his first at bat as he takes a fastball there. Nestari frames it, but that one must have been off the inside part of the plate for ball one. So Rodriguez still looking for his first hit as a 45. This would be a great spot to do it. And here comes a fastball. He checks his swing, but that one's belt high and in there for strike one. So now 2-1. The first baseman Hall for the 52s, not holding on Gozo at first, but playing in front of him. Arenado pseudo holding on to Brecht at second as there's a fastball. That one misses inside for ball three. So Rodriguez with a good opportunity here to walk for the second time. He's awaiting the pitch from Kane, who checks DeBrecht at second and then steps off the rubber as DeBrecht. Nobody was holding him on, and DeBrecht had a sizable lead back there. Kane wanting someone to hold DeBrecht a bit more honest. But now delivers, and Arenado pops it up on the infield. That's unfortunate. Carling at shortstop calls it off. Infield fly rule, but nonetheless, Carling hauls it in, and that's going to be out number one. So Arenado potentially swung it at ball four there, but instead pops it up on the infield for the first out here in the third inning for your 45s. And that's going to bring up Eric Carlson. Eric Carlson, unfortunately, was the one that ended the bases loaded situation in the first inning as he hit into a 4-6-3 double play. Has a chance to right the ship here. Takes the first pitch. That one catches the outside corner right at the knees for strike one. On deck would be Alex Cinieros, the DH. Hall, the first baseman, now playing behind Gozo at first. Still no one really holding on to Brechtis. Carlson popped one down the right field line, but that one missed foul. That one was foul by about 15 or 20 feet. And so now he's down 0-2 in this count. Carlson last night was 2-for-3. He was the only 45s hitter with multiple hits in the game last night. And we'll be looking to get it in the hit column here as he takes a breaking ball. And that's going to get by Carling at shortstop. They're waving DeBrecht around. He's on his horse. Here's the throw from Ortiz and left. And it gets by the catcher, Nestari. And the ball goes all the way back to the back screen. And Carlson goes all the way to second. Gozo all the way to third. And it is now 6-3. The 45s rallying here in the third inning, now putting up a three spot. And that's going to bring up Cinieros. Cinieros from UC San Bernardino has struck out. He struck out swinging so far and swings through that high fastball. And finds himself down 0-1. So he's been aggressive in each one of his at-bats, but is swinging at high fastballs and not being able to catch up with him as he fetches one there. That one's down the line at third. There's no call. Some of the 45s thought it was foul, but apparently not, and Gozo was off the bag at third. And Gale, who made the play, just went over and tagged him because Gozo thought it was foul. Cinieros hustling down the line is safe at first, but that eliminates a runner in scoring position for the 45s, and a poor piece of base running there by Gozo, who should have just got back to the bag.
Catcher number 25.
So another mental mistake, this one this time on the offensive side. The 45s have had plenty of mental lapses on the defensive side. And that's going to bring up the catcher, Billy Plummer, to the plate, and he takes the first pitch. Low for ball one. So now two down here. 45 still with a good opportunity. Runners at first and second. Plummer walked in his first at bat and hits a bouncing ball to Carling, who tosses over to Arenado for the force at second. And that's going to end the inning. But the 45s cut the deficit in half. It's 6-3 here. We're going to head to the fourth inning. You are listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Enjoy a vacation unlike any other with Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina on Shasta Lake.
Not only do we have houseboat and toy rentals, but we also offer a number of convenient resort services. How about a big country breakfast or an all-you-can-eat salad bar overlooking the harbor at the Harbor Cafe? Moor your boat at the Boating Marina, where we have over 400 boat slips in all sizes. Call 238-2383 to reserve your holiday harbor vacation today.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Colt 45's baseball, fans. Tonight's ballgame is brought to you by Muse Concrete. Locally owned and operated since 1982, Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. So we're here in the top of the fourth. The visiting Humboldt B-52s holding a 6-3 lead. The 45s do a good job of bouncing back and cutting that deficit in half. As the leadoff hitter, Aiden Morris, flies one out to left. A good play by Werner out there. One pitch, one out here for Gallegos, who is coming back out for his third inning in relief for the 45s. And that's going to bring up the third baseman, Tommy Gale. Gale, so far, he reached on one of the errors by Carlson at third, and was also singled to left, and he takes that first pitch there outside for ball one. On deck would be Robbie Carling, who just ended the 45's threat in the bottom half of the third with a nice defensive play. As here's a bounding ball to DeBrecht at shortstop. He gathers, throws across the diamond a little high. Rodriguez able to get back to the bag for out number two. So we have had three pitches, and we have two outs in this inning, half inning. So good work by Gallegos. And that's going to bring up Carling, who is 0 for 1 tonight. He grounded out to Carlson at third and has also walked. Gallegos on the season, he's got a 6.23 ERA as he throws a breaking ball there that misses high in the zone for ball one. He's thrown 13 innings so far this season and has six strikeouts. And so far in relief, he's come in and peppered the strike zone. He just threw his 23rd pitch, and 18 of them have been for strikes. So it's now 1-1 as Carling fouled that ball out into the parking lot and then takes the next pitch, which was a fastball on the inside corner for strike two. So it's now 1-2, and Gallegos could get out of here with a really quick inning, which the 45s could really use. As he swings it through a high fastball there for strike three. Good work by Gallegos. That was four pitches. That was a seven-pitch inning, folks. And that's going to end the top half of the fourth inning. We'll be right back. Your 45's down 6-3. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to the bottom of the fourth inning, folks, here. We just got a call. One of the managers for your Colt 45s, Justin Sabisma, It's his birthday today, so happy birthday to Justin. Hopefully the Colt 45s can deliver a win. Tanner Kane back out on the hill to start the fourth inning here for the 52s, who find themselves with a 6-3 lead. And it's going to the 45s are going to lead off this inning with the 8 hitter, and it's Max Werner, the left fielder. Max foul tips a breaking ball into the glove of Nestari there. 4-1. He is facing a 1-1 count. He did end the second inning when the 45s were threatening with runners at first and second with a 5-4-3 double play. But has a chance to right the ship here and get in the hit column. The 45s, as he fouls that fastball, that's back into the parking lot. No car that time. This is Werner's first appearance for the 45s this season. 45s now with 5 hits in the game. As there's a fastball, that misses high and inside. For ball 2, that evens the count 2-2. On deck is the second baseman, Mike Ciancio, who is giving the regular second baseman Tyler Kuhn a break this evening, as there's a fastball that bounces well in front of the plate. Good snag by Nestari. But that runs the count full. Infield playing straight away for the 52s. Outfield also straight away. As there is ball 4 to Ciancio. And that ball bounced away. And that's going to bring up, let's see, that is the 4th walk issued by Kane so far. As it's been a consistent theme with him, he's still on the negative side of the strike to ball ratio, having thrown 25 strikes and 33 balls so far. Also something to keep an eye on here is we are only at the start of the fourth. He has already thrown 58 pitches. So for the third out of 4 innings for the 45s, they have the leadoff hitter on. Werner already has his lead up there. Ciancio's not even in the box yet. Now he steps in. Werner still with his lead. A decent lead over there. Ciancio walked in his first at bat and takes the first pitch, which was a fastball, and he fouled it back to the screen for 1. On deck would be back to the top of the order with Lane Pritchard, who has been the spark so far tonight. Ciancio awaits the offering there from Kane and swings through a fastball. That one was above the belt, and he swung through it for 2. So now facing an 0-2 hole. The sun really starting to set here at historic Tiger Field. It's a beautiful evening. Once again, the wind has laid completely down. American flag laying limp out there in center. But Old Glory looking absolutely majestic as there was a breaking ball that missed well high and inside on Ciancio for the first ball in this at-bat. Kane working quickly out of the stretch. And that's a foul ball over into the Reading Library parking lot. So good work there by Ciancio to stay alive in the at-bat. Kane working out of the stretch here. Looks in, delivers. That was a fastball that bounced away from Nestari. And there goes Werner. He's able to get the second standing up. Got to imagine that's going to be an error on the catcher, I think. Because that one is a pretty easy catch. I don't know if he just didn't look it all the way in or what. As the count's now even at 2-2. And a runner on second base for the 45s. As Ciancio fouls off another one. Good work by him to stay alive. This is exactly what we mentioned in the pregame and what I overheard the coaches talking about after last night's game, is that the 45s needed to do a better job of just making contact and putting the ball in play. Last night they were trying to hit too many balls overly hard as Ciancio fouls off another pitch. So good work here to stay alive and drag this at bat out. as we do have some action down in the 52's bullpen. I'll let you know who that is in just a moment here. As Kane looks in, looking to set Ciancio down, but he misses with that one, low and outside, and that's ball three. I do believe that the pitcher warming up down in the bullpen there for the 52s is Luis Pimentelli, I think. As there is strike three for Ciancio as he swung through that pitch, and that's going to be the first out of the inning here in the fourth. And that's going to bring up Lane Pritchard, your center fielder. Luis Pimentel is the 52 that's warming up down in the bullpen, and here comes head coach Brad Johnson to talk to Kane. We'll see if Pimentel is indeed ready in the bullpen, and yes, he is. That's going to be it for Tanner Kane tonight, as he had thrown 67 pitches, but his night is going to be done here after 3 1/3 inning. We're going to take a quick break during the pitching change. We'll be right back. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new bar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Colt 45's Baseball. Fans, we are here with one down in the bottom of the fourth. That was the end of Tanner Kane's start. His final line, 3 1/3 innings pitched, 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 strikeouts, and 4 walks. And it is Luis Pimentel, the right-hander, who has come in out of the bullpen in relief. His first pitch is a fastball that bounces in the dirt low for ball one. He comes in to face the left-handed hitting Lane Pritchard, who is 2 for 2 tonight. He's singled to center and also singled to right. Pimentel wearing the old school stirrup socks. I like that look. I like that bit of old school. The 52s again wearing what I think are some pretty sweet hats. I would describe them as Seattle Seahawks colors. Navy blue hat with the lime green bill. And got the Boston B for B-52s on their shirts. Pimentel delivers there. That's a bouncing ball. That one was off the plate for ball two. So to reset, we've got Max Werner out there second. There's one down here. The 52s are up 6-3. They put up a 6-spot in the second inning. The 45s bounce back with a 3-spot in the third inning and are now threatening here in the bottom of the fourth, as there's another fastball by Pimentel that misses low. And Pritchard's well ahead 3-0. Got to imagine taking all the way here, which he does, but that's a fastball that catches the outside corner for strike one. On deck is Lorenzo Debrecht, who has two RBIs already on the evening. As Pritchard swings it, ball four, and pops it sky high on the infield. It's to Carling there at shortstop, who camps under it and makes the play. So Pritchard not going to be happy with himself there, as he swung at a very high fastball that would have been ball four and ends up popping out on the infield for out number two here in the fourth. So Debrecht still with an opportunity with Werner out there at second base. Debrecht 1-for-2 on the evening. He's flied out to center. He hit a really hard ball in the first inning all the way back to the warning track out there in center, and then also doubled to center in the third. Debrecht wearing a long white sleeve on his right arm, also rocking the stirrup look. I didn't notice. Awesome look as he hits a little grounder there to Carling, who charges at shortstop, throws over on the run to beat Debrecht down the line, and that's going to end the fourth inning here. So the 45s threaten again, but unable to score, and we're going to head to the fifth inning. It's 6-3, B-52s. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Time. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welsh. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Colt 45's Baseball here. Sports fans, tonight's ball game is brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. So we've got Paul Gallegos back on the hill for the 45s. He's going to face the 6, 7, and 8 hitters, starting with the catcher, Sam Nastari, as there's a first pitch swinging. That's over to Carlson at third, who makes a strong throw across the diamond for out number one. So for the second straight inning, we've got one pitch and one out. Gallegos has been fantastic coming in relief here.
The first baseman, number 10, Logan.
After James Humphrey got peppered in his start, only going an inning and a third. That's going to bring up Logan Hall, the left fielder. Hall so far tonight has walked and grounded out to first base, and there's one that gets away from Gallegos and nails Logan Hall in the back, so he trots on down to first base. Took that one like a champ.
All right, folks. This is James Garcia.
Here comes James Garcia. He's tonight's beer batter. He's 0 for 1. He did reach on an error on Debrecht in the second, as there's a fastball by Gallegos that misses low. Good stop by Plummer. to keep Hall over at first base. Yeah, that error on DeBrecht back in the second, that would have been a double play. And would have obviously eliminated a big portion of the six runs that were scored by the 52s in that inning. As there's a second offering there by Gallegos that misses low for ball two. So Garcia working ahead in the count here. On deck will be David Ortiz. As there's the next fastball by Gallegos. That one misses high in the zone for ball three. So got to imagine Garcia here taking all the way. And he does, and Gallegos walks him on four pitches. So now runners at first and second here for the 52s with only one down here, top of the fifth. And that's going to bring up David Ortiz, who is one for two tonight, and he has two RBIs on a single to left back in the second inning. Ortiz is a short guy. Got to imagine he's only 5'2", 5'3". He's got his jersey untucked in the back, and he pops it up on the infield. So infield fly rule. There's Rodriguez, the first baseman. Makes the play right in between first and second base for out number one. Out number two. So both outs in this inning have been on one pitch in the at-bat, and that's going to bring up we're back to the top of the order. That's number four. That's Daniel Teasley. Teasley 2 for 3 on the evening. He also has two RBIs as he takes that fastball, had to scoot back off the plate for ball number one. Colt 45's defense playing straight away. Pritchard fairly shallow and just shading Teasley to pull out there in center. Nobody guarding the lines particularly well. As Teasley hits a soft one at the Texas Leaguer out to center, but a great snag by Ciencio, who got on his horse to make that play. That was an over-the-shoulder catch and a great play there by Ciencio to end the inning. That's going to end the top half of the fifth. We'll be back with Colt 45's Baseball. You're listening on KCNR 1460.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back, Colt 45's fans, to historic Tiger Field. We are here in the bottom of the fifth. Tonight's ball game brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. The 52s trot out Luis Pimentel here to start the fifth. He's going to face Jake Gozo to lead off this fifth inning. So it's going to be the 3-4-5 hitters. That first pitch was a fastball by Pimentel that Gozo was ahead of, and he chopped it foul down the third base side for strike one. Gozo on the season hitting 277. as he takes a questionable strike two call there. Looked like it was outside, but home plate umpire thought it was a strike and caught the zone. There's a high fastball there by Pimentel that was about eye level with Gozo, who's a tall fella. 4-1. Gozo tonight has reached both times. He singled to right in the first and has also been hit by a pitch. And here he hits a high fly ball. That's deep down the right field line. That is going, going, gone for Jake Gozo. Hold on. Wait a minute. The infield umpire is now saying that that ball was foul. I'm sitting and have a pretty good, I've got a pretty good angle down the right field line here. That ball didn't look to be foul at all. So the first base coach over there for the 45s talking to the infield umpire. And apparently we're not going to put up much of an argument. So that is one of the longest strikes I've ever seen. Or, well, he already had two strikes, so it keeps him alive. But that was almost the second straight game that Gozo hit a bomb down the right field line. As Gozo does a good job to get a piece of that one and foul it back to the screen to stay alive in this at-bat. Usually coming off a long strike like that, it's tough to refocus, but he was able to do that and stay alive. So Pimentel working out of the stretch. Delivers here as Gozo fouls that one into the mid of Nestari for strike three. So we went from a home run to a strikeout. And that's unfortunate there for Jake Gozo. That would have been his sixth home run on the season. And instead it's an out. So one down here in the top of the fifth, and that's going to bring up the first baseman, Mondo Rodriguez. That foul ball call is one to earmark here. It is a 6-3 game, but that's one to earmark. We might look back on that one at the end of the game and be like, that could have made the difference. Pimentel's first offering to Rodriguez misses outside for 1. Rodriguez so far tonight has walked, and he also popped to the shortstop, Carling. As he takes that fastball, that one also misses low and outside, so 2. So Pimentel falling behind here to Rodriguez. On deck is Carlson. As Rodriguez rips one down the third base line, but Gale was playing right on the line. Was able to snag it, made a high throw. Good play over there by Logan Hall at first base to get back down onto the bag, and they beat Rodriguez for out number 2. So Gale was... the infield grass here at Tiger Field is starting to get maybe a little long. That one really got caught up in the grass. Because it was a pretty hard hit ball, but the grass definitely slowed it down, made it a bit easier for Gale, but he was playing in the exact right spot and was able to throw out Rodriguez at first. So that's going to bring up the third baseman, Carlson. He has one of the RBIs tonight for the 45s as he hit a single to left back in the third inning. Pimentel's first offering was a ball. Here comes his second offering. That's fouled by Carlson back to the screen. For strike one, so that evens the count at 1-1. An absolutely picture-perfect night here at Historic Tiger Field. Not quite as big of a crowd as last night. I imagine the heat had something to do with that. As there's a breaking ball there by Pimentel. That's the first breaking ball I've seen, and that one catches the outside corner. That was about belt high for strike two. So home plate umpire getting some jeers from the folks that have seats behind home plate. As now Carlson hits a fly ball to center field. Teasley charges in and is able to make that play. Pretty easy can of corn out there for Teasley, and that's going to end the fifth inning here. We're going to head to the sixth. You're 45's trailing 6-3. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia and America's Best Value Summer Event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Reading Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Reading Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Reading Kia. Reading Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome to the sixth inning here, folks, of this second game of a three-game stint. The visiting Humboldt B-52s and your home team, Redding Colt 45's. 52s hold a 6-3 lead. We're going to start the top of the sixth here with Kyler Arenado. Paul Gallegos coming back out on the mound. Has been good, takes the first pitch, that's over to Carlson at third. He gathers, fires a strike over to Rodriguez at first, and that's 3 innings in a row that we have gone 1 pitch, 1 out. Tonight's ball game is brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. So here comes the DH, Aiden Morris. Morris so far, 1 for 3 on the evening. Excuse me, he did double to right and then had a RBI ground out back in the second inning. And he takes that first pitch. That was a fastball for ball one. Second offering is also a fastball that Morris swings over the top of. That evens the count at 1-1. On deck would be Tommy Gale. Aiden Morris had one of the three RBIs in last night's 3-2 victory over the 45s. As there's a delivery by Gallegos, that one must have missed just outside for ball two. 45's defense playing straight up here as there's a fastball that misses very high. And we've got some cheering coming from the B-52's dugout as they're trying to get into the head of Paul Gallegos, a bit of gamesmanship in the form of cheers for Aiden Morris. As there's a pitch that was fouled off, and that one actually caught Billy Plummer in the hand, in his throwing hand, back behind the plate, and as it was fouled back to the screen, but he shakes it off. He's okay. And that runs the count full here on Morris with one down in the top of the sixth. Gallegos delivers. That's a breaking ball. That one had Morris completely fooled as he swung over the top of that one for strike three.
Very angry indeed.
So that is the second strikeout for Gallegos so far, and that's going to bring up the third baseman, Tommy Gale. Gale takes the first pitch. 45s, he had checked his swing on that first offering. The 45's infield is all yelling down at the infield umpire to check the swing. He says he did not go around, so that's going to be ball one. Gallegos delivers here now. That's a fastball that bounced off the plate and got past Plummer for ball two. So Gale up here quickly, 2-0. Gale now takes that fastball and misses high. That one was about eye level for ball three. So Gallegos having a little bit of trouble finding the strike zone here against Tommy Gale, as that fastball misses inside for ball four. So Gallegos walks him on four pitches, and the 52s have a runner on with two down here in the sixth. And that's going to bring up the shortstop, Robbie Carling. Carling so far 0 for 2 tonight. He did walk back in the second. Gallegos working out of the stretch, throws back over to Gale, who's back in easily. The 52's dugout really getting active now. They're doing an awful lot.